I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan, from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'ad, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And not only that, but the person who recites Durood Salat 100 times daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, such a great glad tiding for the person who is frequent in reciting Salat. And let me tell you, it takes not more than 5 minutes. Even 5 minutes is an exaggeration. You can recite 100 times in less than 5 minutes. Imagine spending 5 minutes a day reciting Salat upon the one who is the most beloved of Allah. And due to this, you are forgiven, you are free from the fire of hell, and Allah raises with you with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Carrying on with the series of deadly sins in which we talk about those sins which can destroy a person, which can take a person away from the straight path, those sins which can cause anger towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those sins which can lead to the disobeying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ultimately those sins which can lead a person to lose his iman. And carrying on with this series, today we will talk about a topic which is very common, and it is taken very lightly, even though it is considered to be one of the major sins. And what is that? And that is the abandonment of salah. That is leaving the prayer. When it is time to prostrate, when it is time to bow down your head in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do not do so, then this is a major sin. There is a story narrated that Sayyidina Amr bin Dinar has stated that a sister of a person passed away in Madinatul Munawwara. Now think about this, that somebody passing away in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of a blessing that is in itself. But the sister of a person passed away in Madinatul Munawwara, and after her burial rituals and rites, she was buried. And that person, he went home, and when he went home, he realized that he had dropped a bag of money in the grave. Whilst he was digging the grave, or whilst he was placing his sister in the grave, that bag must have fallen out of his pocket into that grave. So he decides to go back. And he goes back and he slightly opens the grave. And what he sees that the grave is full of blazing fire. When he sees this, he screams, he closes the grave, and he runs back home to his mother. And he says, "Oh mother, this incident took place. My bag of money fell in the grave. I went to the grave, I opened it, and I seen my sister in a place of torment. I saw my sister getting punished. What is the reason for this?" And the mother replied that your sister, she used to pray, but she used to pray after the stipulated time. This person used to pray, but because due to laziness, due to not being able to make time, due to excuses, she used to delay her prayers over the stipulated time, and she is being punished in the grave. Then what can be said about that person who misses the prayer? And on top of that, that person who intentionally misses his prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned over 700 times in the Holy Quran in relation to prayer, that established prayer, the importance of prayer, how prayer protects you from vile and disgusting things, how it is the way of the successful ones, how it is the way of the people with piety, how it is the way of the people of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. And then on top of that, before every namaz, the muezzin, the person who is giving the azan, says, "Hayya 'alal falah," come towards success. Come towards success, and we neglect that success. We do not want to go near that success. So the sin that we will be talking about today is a person who abandons his salah. So we have heard about that person who delays his prayer, and due to laziness making him delay his prayer, he is punished. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sat with his companions and he said, O my companions, shall I not tell you of the slightest, of the lowest level of punishment in the hereafter? And the companions replied, Yes, Ya Rasulullah, what is the slightest, the lightest punishment which a person will be afflicted with in the fire of hell? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person will be made to wear shoes out of fire. Due to these shoes out of fire, his head will start to boil. And this is the slightest of punishment. And then what can be said about the person who does not fulfill the fara'id of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things which are made obligatory upon us, those things which are necessary upon us to know the importance of salah. If you look at the Laylatul Mi'raj, if you look at the night of Mi'raj, the night of ascension, what do we see? That when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled from Madinatul Munawwara to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from Masjid al-Aqsa to the heavens, and then passed the heavens to the Arsh of Allah, then passed the Arsh of Allah, where there was no space, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were together, it is at that place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted prayers to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was at that place where there is no place that the gift of salah was given. And initially there were 50 prayers that were given. Initially we had to pray 50 times in a day, but due to the mercy, due to the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah, for his nation, he kept going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced those prayers to 5. But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so that a person who fulfills, who prays, who reads 5 times a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the reward of reciting 50 times a day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him for 50 prayers even when he recites 5 prayers. And what is seen today, that people, they do not offer prayer. And then when you tell them to offer prayer, they're saying, I'm waiting for such and such a day, I'm waiting for Yawm al-Jum'ah, I'm waiting for Friday, I'm waiting for Ramadan, I'm waiting to go Hajj. My dear viewers, who has promised you that you will live that long? Who has promised you that you will reach that age, you will reach that place, you will reach that station before you can start doing things? And there is this weird mindset that if a person, he out of whatever need or excuse has missed one salah, he will not pray for the whole day. For example, if a person wakes up and he has not prayed Fajr, now the shaitan will put such a waswasa, such a whisper in his head that he will say to him that I've missed my first prayer. You know what, I'll start again tomorrow with the new sheet. I will start praying tomorrow properly. And due to that, he misses his Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. And this does not logically make sense as well. For example, if you have £1,000 in your pocket and you are walking and you drop £5 from that, you drop a bit of money from that, now you will not throw away the rest of the money saying, I've lost a bit, I might as well throw the rest of it away. We do not do that when it comes to our maal, when it comes to our wealth, when it comes to money, materialistic things. But then why do we do that when it comes to namaz? Why do we do that when it comes to the acts of the deen? When it comes to the acts of the religion, we are very easy to leave and we are very quick to make excuses for them. But when it comes to worldly things, when it comes to worldly affairs, then we make 100 excuses to do them. But when it comes to religious affairs, we make 100 excuses to not do them. This shows us that there is a problem within in our hearts. This shows us the insincerity in our hearts. This shows us the lack of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Because if you knew that I could be punished for not doing this act, then you will try your utmost best to do that act. And if for some reason you were not able to do it, then you will be regretful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you would try your best to fulfill and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And look at the connection of prayer, look at the connection of salah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the coolness to my eyes, qurratu ayni, that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. Imagine bringing coolness to the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That personality who we live for, that personality who gave us this beautiful religion, that personality that we are willing to sacrifice our lives just to have one gaze of his beautiful face, then imagine those eyes which saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those eyes which witnessed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine you bring coolness to those eyes. Imagine the tranquility and the happiness and And the farah and the surur, the tranquility in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he knows that you are bringing coolness to his eyes. And if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is happy with you, then let me tell you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you, then he takes care of all your affairs. Because what is the common excuse we hear? We hear that I cannot pray because of my work. I cannot pray because I can't make time. You cannot make time for the one who created time. You cannot leave work for the one who is providing you work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you rizq. My dear brothers, we need to think that if a person is not praying, if a person is not fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him rizq, giving him wealth, giving him a healthy life, giving him a sustainable job, giving him a loving family. Allah has given him everything. And we think if we start to pray, if we start to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He will take all that away from us. This is a whisper of the shaitan. This is something that we need to get out of our heads. The more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, the more He bestows upon that person. The more easiness He makes for that person in his life. A lot of people complain today that they do not have that peace in their heart. They do not have that tranquility in their heart. They are doing everything except praying. So how can you expect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you tranquility, to give you peace, when you are not following the instructions towards peace? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the details, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a guideline, and you are not following that, and yet you have the audacity to complain about things, yet you think that you are in the right, yet you think that you need to do this, and then you get the other type of people who pray, but then after praying they say that we do not feel anything, we are doing something wrong. Undoubtedly you are doing something wrong, hence you cannot feel this. And the scholars have written that the reason the prayer is not having the effect it should be having is due to multiple reasons. And one of the reasons is that what you are reciting in salah, you are reciting wrong. Meaning the Quran which has been recited in the salah, the tajweed, the rules of tajweed, the way of the pronunciation of the Quran, you are not doing that properly. And due to that, your salah is incomplete. So if you are a person who prays, yet he feels like, I'm not feeling anything in my heart, the tranquility, the peace, the glad tidings are here, the good news are here of the people who pray and how easy and happy their life is. If I am not gaining this, then one of the reasons could be because you are reciting salah wrong. And if you are reciting salah right, your pronunciation, everything is right, then to gain khushu, to gain interest in salah, you should learn the meaning of what you are reciting. You are speaking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to know what you are saying. By this means, by adopting these methods, you will feel that peace, you will feel that connection in salah which you are missing right now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who pray salah properly. And may Allah make us of those who get to taste the sweetness of salah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And salah is not only a thing which benefits a person in the hereafter, but it also benefits you in this world. And it can benefit you in many ways. As we will listen to a couple of parable stories to tell you how it can benefit you. There is a story mentioned that there was a group of robbers and they came into a village and they robbed. And whilst they were fleeing away, the villagers woke up and they decided to chase the robbers. So they started chasing the robbers. They started chasing the robbers to the extent that the robbers realized that soon we will get caught. And if we get caught, then they might punish us for the sins we have done, for the robbery we have committed. They will give us to hand us over to the law, or they might take matters into their own hands. So what do? They go into a masjid and they pretend to pray. They do not pray, they pretend to pray. They hold their hands, they do ruku, sujood like the people who actually pray. So when the villagers are going around looking for these robbers, they come into the masjid and they see a group of people pretending to pray. But the villagers don't know that they are pretending to pray. So the villagers say to each other, these are the pious people of Allah. They are praying, they could not have robbed us. And they leave. So when the robbers hear us, that we are pretending to pray and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved us from this tribulation, saved us from this calamity, then imagine if we actually start to pray. So they done tawbah there and they started to pray. Similarly, there was a secretary of a king and he had done something which made the king so angry that the king ordered his execution. Now the person is very stressed and he says to the king, look, I have obeyed you for so long. I have done so much for you. I've been so close to you. Give me some time. Give me a leeway. Save my life. And the king says, what you have done is unforgivable. I cannot forgive you. Okay, I will not execute you, but I will give you 24 hours to leave my kingdom. If within 24 hours you can leave my kingdom, I will spare your life. And if not, then I will execute you. Now this person is thinking, the king's kingdom is so vast that even if you were to travel for days upon days upon days, you will not leave his kingdom. How am I going to be able to leave his kingdom within 24 hours? So he goes home and he is worried and he's very stressed and there is no hope for him. And his young daughter comes to him and she says, oh father, why are you worried? Why are you stressed? What is bothering you? And the father says, oh daughter, leave me alone. Oh daughter, leave me alone. You will not understand this. And the daughter insists on knowing and the father reveals the whole matter on her. And the daughter says, is that it? Is that your only issue? That is not a problem. When your time is about to finish, when those 24 hours are about to finish, you come to me and I will give you a solution. Now this father, who has given up all hope, who has given up all chances to run away, he's looking at his daughter and he's looking at the clock tick. He's looking at the clock tick, tock, tick, and he's getting closer to the time. He's getting closer to the time to the extent there is only minutes left. So he comes to his daughter and he says, oh daughter, what is that method which is going to save my life? What is that thing that you are going to tell me which is going to save my life? And the daughter says, oh my father, start praying. Engage in prayer. Stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the father, who has nothing else to go with, stands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the king's soldiers come looking for that person. They go from house to house, from masjid to masjid, from this shop to that shop, until they find that person. And they find him in the state of prayer. So they go back to the king and they say, that person is in a state of prayer. Shall we bring him to you? And there was a scholar there, or there was an alim there. And he says, you cannot kill him now. And the king says, why? And the alim says, because he has accepted your conditions. He had fulfilled your condition. And the king said that I told him to leave my kingdom within 24 hours. He is present here right now. How has he fulfilled my condition? And the alim, the scholar says, your condition was that he leaves your kingdom within 24 hours. At this moment in time, he is not in your kingdom, but he is in the kingdom of his Lord. And due to that reason, that person's life was forgiven as well. This is the blessing of reciting prayer. This is the blessing of engaging in salah. That those tasks which seem impossible, those things which we, our intellects or our mind comprehend to be impossible, that we cannot do, through the blessings, through the secrets of salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes those easy for us. And my dear viewers of Money Channel, remember, the first question to be asked on the Day of Judgment, the first thing to be questioned upon on the Day of Judgment will be about your prayer. So if you get stuck on the first question on the Day of Judgment, when the sun will be a mile away, you will be standing on copper, no clothes on your body, people will be drowning in their own sweat, and you are asked about your prayer, and you have not prayed, how do you think you will be treated then? So we should not take the matters of the hereafter lightly, and especially our prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a chance day in to day out to start our prayers, to begin, to come close to Him. Shaitan, remember, rejected one sajda, one prostration, and look at the state of him. And those people who day in and day out are neglecting their sujood, neglecting their prostrations, what is going to happen to them? The importance of salah is something which is extensively encouraged in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the one who misses salah will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry with him. Similarly, in Kanz al-Ummal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the one who misses salah, my dear brothers and sisters and viewers of Madni Channel, this is a very important hadith. We say that there is no barakah, there is no blessings in our family and wealth. There are always disputes happening within our family. We earn wealth, we earn money, but we do not know where it goes. Ask yourself this question, do you pray? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the one who misses salah, the one who misses prayers, decreases his family and his wealth. So if we want barakah, if you want blessings, if you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then one of the best ways you can do this is to adopt and engage in prayer. Similarly, in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said The one who deliberately misses salah is undoubtedly out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Imagine that Lord, that creator who loves you, who created you, who has given you everything, and then you disobey him to the extent his mercy is lifted from you. And when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lifted from a nation, is lifted from people, then they fall into all sorts of difficulties, they fall into all sorts of troubles, and they fall into all sorts of problems. So we should be very careful, and we should be very worried about our salah. The salah should not be the last thing on our mind. Remember, the salah is the first thing that you will be questioned upon on the Day of Judgment. So do not make it the last thing on your mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who safeguard our prayers, who give importance to our prayers, who give time to our prayers. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive and protect us from major sins. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing.